This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a package of bills before state lawmakers right now that could make Michigan the very first state to adopt a roadside test that could tell police whether a driver is under the influence of marijuana. Current law allows police to test the blood, breath, and urine of drivers pulled over for erratic driving. The proposed legislation now being debated would add this roadside saliva test that could tell police if a driver is impaired by pot. State Representative Dan Lowers sponsored this legislation. He's a Republican from Brockway Township near Port Huron. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us what this package of bills aims to do and how it would do it.
Well, really what it aims to do is to bring the Michigan drug driving laws in line and parallel with our drunk driving laws. So there are really three important changes that are occurring due to this legislation. First, what it allows to do is the arresting officer, if he believes that the person is under the influence of an intoxicant, he is able to issue what's called a 625G permit. That is a paper permit, and it makes it very obvious to any future arresting officers that this person has an open or a pending toxicology case under consideration. That's missing from current law when occurring in drunk driving, but it occurs in drunk driving. So if you're pulled over today for suspected drunk driving, the officer can issue you a 625G permit right there. While your case is in process, which may take several months, if you're pulled over a second time, it's very obvious to the second arresting officer that you have a pending issue.
Okay, so we've seen that before where somebody gets pulled over and then you find out they've got, you know, a long history. So you're trying to get these repeat people off the roads.
Exactly, and that's a result of an incident that occurred in St. Clair County last summer. We had two young men from my community that were killed by a driver who was under the influence of controlled substances. And when we got into the case, we found out that this person had six prior instances and six prior toxicology reports waiting to be processed in this state crime lab. So there was no communication system for drugged drivers the way there is for drunk drivers. It's really not so much focused on marijuana as it is any substance that impairs your driving.
Now, talk to us about this roadside saliva test, because, you know, clearly that is drawing a lot of attention, and certainly with the conversation in Michigan regarding medical marijuana, and so there are concerns about this test. How would this work?
Yes. Well, the legislation as is written allows for a saliva test to be used if it's proven to be effective. However, a saliva test, like a pre-breath test, or PBT, that they use for alcohol, is not sufficient evidence to convict anyone. So it's just a tool in the officer's tool bag to help them make an assertion of whether this person is under an influence or not. And we're really hearing a lot from the medical marijuana community about this this legislation. And, you know, if you have a medical marijuana card, the presence of marijuana in your system isn't going to prove anything about your condition to be driving at that time, because that stays in your system for several days, you know, or weeks, whatever it is. But so the officer would need, you know, would really need to prove his case with the roadside sobriety test or other methods, you know, because obviously if you've got a card, you probably have that in your system.
Republican State Representative Dan Lowers, who's sponsor of a package of bills that aims to get drugged drivers off the road. The package would include the possibility of making Michigan the first state to formally adopt a roadside saliva test to tell police whether a driver could be impaired from using marijuana. Representative, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
My pleasure.